This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Regina, and the last name is Walker McGraw. Last name is W, A for Apple, L for Larry, K for Kite, E for Europe, R, dash, M for Mary, then small c, and then capital C, R, A for Apple, W. Walker McGraw is the last name. First name is Regina, R, E, G, I for India, N for Nancy, A for Apple. Today's date is October 11, 2022, period, new paragraph. She's a 51-year-old patient who comes with a history of left precordial chest pain and palpitation for about 1 year, period. New paragraph. In last 1 year, she has been noticing about 1 to 2 episodes of upper retrosternal and left precordial chest discomfort, which sometimes is dull in character and sometimes it is like a tightness, period. The symptom can happen at any time with mild activity or at rest, period. She has two different kind of symptoms. Sometimes is a left upper precordial dull feeling lasting for a few minutes with radiation to the left shoulder, and it can improve by taking few deep breaths, period. She also has a upper retrosternal and left precordial chest tightness, which can last for a few seconds and it improves with the deep breath again, period. The symptom frequency, comma, duration and intensity has more or less remained same for 1 year, period. Symptoms are mild in character and does not interfere with the daily activity, period. She does not have to do anything special to make the symptom go away, period. She denies having symptom at night, period. New paragraph. Shortness of breath on walking about a mile or climbing about 16 steps in the house, period. History of palpitation which feels like a skip beat, though she describes like a flutter, and it can happen anytime, and she does not have to stop what she's doing, period. No accompanying features and no definite precipitating features, period. History of edema of feet while traveling, period. History of upper respiratory tract infection 1 month ago, period. There was no fever at that time, period. No history of any dizziness or syncope, period. No history of bleeding tendency, period. History of acid reflux problem at times, period. New paragraph. Past history, hypertension for 40 years. And generally, blood pressure is not well controlled, period. History of pre-diabetes and she's on medication, period. History of hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. History of scarlet fever at the age of 19 years, period. No history of rheumatic fever, period. No history of any tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, or kidney problem, period. Allergy, none, period. New paragraphs. Social history. She smoked for 27 years. at a rate of one peck per week period. In year 2017, about 5 years ago, she quit smoking, and recently she started vaping. V for Victor, A for Apple, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy G. At a three vaping items per day, which may be equal to about one per week period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol period. The paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 70 due to esophageal cancer. Period. Mother is alive at the age of 75 years. And about 6 years ago, she had a cerebrovascular accident. Period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, she's going through menopausal symptom and she's on low dose hormonal treatment. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative. Period. Pupil equal and react to the light. Period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing. Period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Homan sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement. Period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsalis pedis, which are 1 by 4, and both posterior tibials are not palpable. Period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity, 154 over 90 millimeters of mercury, period. 10 minutes later, the blood pressure in the left leg was checked along with the systolic blood pressure in left arm, period. The left leg blood pressure is 130 millimeters of mercury by palpation, period. The left arm blood pressure is 140 systolic millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a 1 plus S4, period. There is suggestion of ejection systolic click and mid systolic click, period. No S3 and no significant heart murmur noted, period. There is 1 plus S4, period, and there is suggestion of ejection systolic click and a mid-systolic click in the left lower parasternal area, period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limits, period. New paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm with a frequent single PVCs with variable coupling interval. Variable V for Victor, A for Apple, R. I for India, A for Apple, V for Boy, L for Larry, E for Europe, period. EKG otherwise does not show any significant changes, period. New paragraph. Analysis. This patient's chest pain is somewhat atypical and her palpitation could be because of the PVCs, period. The plan is to consider giving her medication to control the blood pressure over and above what she is taking, period. The EKG showed heart rate at 97 beats per minute, so it was felt that carvedilol, C for Charlie, A for Apple, R, V for Victor, E for Europe, D for David, I, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, Carvey Dilol, 12.5 milligram pure twice a day, period he was advised to hold if heart rate less than 60 per minute, period. He was also advised to increase the Losartan, L-O-S-A-R-T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy to 50 milligram twice a day, period. She was advised to monitor her blood pressure at home and record her blood pressure and bring her blood pressure instrument at the time of next visit, period. New paragraph. Patient was advised to consider doing coronary calcium score, period. Plan is also to do stress test and do echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy plus LV systolic dysfunction and in view of clinical finding to evaluate for mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Since he gives a history of hypertension for many years and not well controlled, possibility of hypertensive cardiovascular disease is possible and echocardiogram may evaluate for any left ventricular hypertrophy or diastolic dysfunction, period. And after the control of blood pressure, plan is to consider stress test, period. In the meantime, he's advised to continue his daily activity and not to increase his activity significantly, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, chest pain. Next line, number two, palpitation. Next line, number three, hypertension not well controlled, period. Next line, number four, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number five, PVCs. Next line, number six, history of prediabetes. Next line, number seven, acid reflux problem, period. Number eight, history of scarlet fever at the age of 19, 1-9 year, period. Number nine, going through menopausal symptom at present, period. And number 10, possible mitral valve prolapse. Next line, number 11, possible peripheral vascular disease, period. New paragraph, face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, comma, discussion of the clinical finding and the workup, plus the pros and cons of workup, and management of hypertension, period. He was also told that further management also will depend on the results of the workup, period. He understood well and he had no further questions, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.